finalists today. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. Maxine, we love you, girl. All the panelists, we love you.
Guys, too.
We will now have Mr. William Nichols. He will be talking to us about budgeting, which many of us, we need to be educated on how to manage our money. If we're not able to manage the small amount that we have, it becomes very difficult for God to release much to us. And again, ladies, we need to remember, we cannot live in the mall. Therefore, when you go to the mall and you buy a pocketbook for $500 and you are still living in an apartment, is that really a priority? When you buy a red bottom, we know everybody wants the Louis Vuitton shoes. And we know we don't own a property. Bishop talks to us all the time about building wealth. We cannot build wealth with clothes and shoes. We need assets, properties, and stocks and bonds. We need to build for our children, for those who are mothers. And if you're not a mother, you need to be prepared for your future. And if you're 40 and above, you should be thinking about retirement. How are you planning for retirement? Budgeting helps you to get to that place. And in order for God to release abundance in your life, you have to be able to manage your money for God to trust you with much more. So what Mr. William will be talking to us about is very important, that we listen. And we cannot try to keep up with the Joneses. We need to try to keep up with where God have us and where God is trying to take us. So budgeting is key. And some of us, we like to spend, but we spend more than what we make. If you don't make $1,000, don't try to spend $2,000 per month. You need to stay within your budget. Stay within your means so you can be advanced in everything that you do and you can receive your blessings. Thank you. Mr. William.
Thank you very much, Stacy. I would just like to reintroduce myself. My name is William Nichols, and I'm married to Delia Nichols. We have been married for 46 years, and we have... Thank you. Yes, we have been married for 46 years. Delia is about 48, and I'm about 52. But putting all jokes aside, we have two adult children. And in terms of my vocation, I've worked for 34 years in the financial services sector. I was formerly a banker slash personal investment advisor. So I'll be more or less talking about budgeting based upon my own training and personal experience. In the mid-1980s, I recall Delia and I and our daughter, who was about 8 to 11 years of age, we made frequent trips from Long Island to South Florida. And that was, of course, before we had GPS. So we relied a lot on the Atlas road map. And our daughter, after making these every year traveling back and forth up on I-95, she learned how to read a road map very, very well. She was very proficient so that she can tell me exactly, you know, when you cross the state lines, what mile marker I would be approaching, what exit I'll be coming up, and things like that, which is very pertinent when you cross in state lines. So she was very good at that, so she became our navigator. I didn't have to rely on Delia anymore. And I say that because with a budget is similar to a roadmap, because the budget would tell you where your monies are going, how you're spending your money, and where you're spending your money. The question I like to ask you, how many, let me see a raise of hands, how many of us here today are currently using a budget monthly? Okay, I see about 7-8 hands. That's very good. You know, budgeting is very essential in managing your monies and helping you build wealth. Because when you know how much is coming in, inflow, and how much is going out, or the outcome, is very important. It helps you, based upon that information, to know how much you can save in the future, because savings, as well as home ownership, as was mentioned earlier, or owning property, is one of the ways of building wealth. When we look at people such as the Vanderbilts, the Kennedys, the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgans, the Bushes, and so forth, they all acquired their wealth from owning property, whether it's a personal residence or other types of investments. So it is essential. And I'll make a statement. For a certain group of people in this country, they were excluded. They did not have the opportunity to benefit from property ownership and building wealth. So when we look today in the 21st century, we realize that there's a tremendous gap between those who own property and those who don't own. And those who don't own, it's not really their fault, because the system, the way it was set up and designed intentionally to prevent that group of people from owning homes and building wealth. So today we're going to look at a budget. I don't know, do we all have a sample? It should be of 3 pages of a budget worksheet. We all have that. This budget we have here is a representation of a typical family, a family of 4, 2 adults and 2 children. This couple is a working couple. If you look at your worksheet, you'll see that they have a combined income before taxes of $3,500 and $1,500, which is $5,000 in income for the month. And you would see that total all the way across to the extreme right. So when you're working on a budget, if you don't already have one, you should be listing out all of your income, all sources of monthly income. Then further down, we have their first entry here, which is their tithe and their offering. In this particular case, we see that the family, they give $500 towards their tithe and $100 towards the offering, which is very good. That is off the top. That's the first deduction that they take. And the reason, or one of the reasons for that, making that deduction or entry from the very beginning, is that it reminds the person that God is the supplier of all things. And by doing that, it also teaches us to always put God first in our lives, because we all know that all things come from God, and He owns everything. We don't really own anything. We came naked, and we will leave naked. So that's one of the reasons why that deduction is made at the very beginning. Further down, if you look down monthly expenses, that category, we have listed here their mortgage expense, homeowners insurance cost, real estate taxes, and their home phone bill. And the next line, we have the utilities, which would include their FPL, water, cable, internet, and so forth and so on. So when you add up those 5 numbers, it equals $1,814. You should subtract $1,814 from the $4,400. And that would leave you a remaining balance of $2,586. It's more or less a running total so far. If we look at page 2, we have the groceries of $400, clothing, which is their dry cleaning expense, car payments, insurance for their vehicle, gasoline for the month, and also their cell phone of $90. Those figures adds up to $1,030. And if you subtract that from the balance that was on page 1, you left with a remaining balance of $1,556 thus far. The next category includes insurance, health, and dental for the month. And you have child care in their case of $500 and their credit card expense of $150 per month. Those three figures adds up to $830. You would then subtract the $830 from the $1,556, and you're left with a balance of $726. So far, out of their total income, they have $726 left to pay their remaining expenses for the month. The next category is labeled discretionary expenses, which would include entertainment and dining of $100. We have gifts of $50, home improvements of $100, and miscellaneous purchases of $25, which adds up to $275. Now, when you subtract that from the balance of $726, they are left with $451 remaining. The total monthly expenses so far is that number, $4,549. That is correct. Just case in point, the list of items on this sheet so far is basically typical. Your sheet may vary, and that's fine. But it is typical for a family. And finally, on page 3, we have monthly savings. Well, the 401k, that's normally taken off the top, so it's not reflected here. IRAs, there was no contribution toward IRAs or pensions, but they do have other retirement savings with a contribution of $150 a month, emergency fund of $200, and other savings of $101. Those three figures adds up to what we have here, $451. And when you subtract that figure from the remaining balance, you end up with a net figure of zero. So basically, all of their expenses were paid with their contribution towards their savings and so forth. So everything balances out. You should not have a budget where your income is less than your expenses. It should always equate to, or your income should be more. You know, when I look at a budget, I would put it in the context of a business, because a family unit is somewhat like a business entity. You have to manage your home, you have to manage your lifestyle, you have to manage your time, you have to manage your income, you know, you have to manage your outcome, money that's going out. The same, these are the same things you basically do in a business. So you should look at it in that context. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to be making some decisions very cold and impersonal. You may have to at times, but keep in mind that a home and a family, there are some aspects which is relates to that of a business. Now, in terms of emergency fund, we should all have set aside an emergency fund. An emergency fund should consist of 3 to 6 months of monthly expenses that you have set aside in the event of the unexpected, maybe unemployment. People normally don't plan to be unemployed. It just happened randomly. So that's when an emergency fund comes into play. So we should all have one. And if you don't have one, then you should start working on building an emergency fund. Because what it does, when something unexpectedly happens, you have the fund where you can pull from it, and you don't have to go and use credit cards at a high interest rate. You don't have to run to friends and relatives to borrow monies, or you don't have to go to a borrower and borrow monies at a high rate of interest. And or you would not have to make a withdrawal from your IRA accounts or your 401 accounts, because those types of debts is very, very expensive. Because when you take money out of a 401k or an IRA before due time, meaning that the person is less than 59 and a half years of age, you have to pay taxes on that year. There's a 10% penalty for taking that money out, so it becomes very, very costly. And another downside to that is once you take money out of a 401k plan, the intent is always good that, I will repay myself. But believe me, it's very, very difficult to replace those types of monies that you take out of a 401k. So an emergency fund eliminates the possibility of doing that. Now, another point I like to share is that when you have a budget, you should save all of your receipts. What you can do is, every month, like we just started September, you should have an envelope for your receipts for the month of September. So every purchase you make, whether it's for gasoline or groceries or whatever, you get a receipt and you stick it in that folder, so that if you have to go back to it, it's handy. If you purchase something and you have to return it, and you have that envelope with the receipts, you don't have to go scrambling all over the house trying to figure, where is that receipt I got from Ross's last week? I have to return this item. It's the wrong size, or I don't like it, or whatever. You have it handy. If you have to go back to something years later, I can take you home, and I can pull out records going back 10 years, receipts that I just automatically get a receipt, stick it in the envelope, label it for the month, May, April, December, whatever, and I can deal with it. I can go back and say, well, we've made this purchase and it's 4 years now and it's warranted for 5 years. And I can go back and say, well, here's the receipt. We bought it and we still have 1 year left and it's defective or whatever. You know, so it's a good habit too in terms of record keeping. So working with the budget, it helps you to save, and it's also helps you to better manage your money. You can track where your monies are going. So that's basically, in a nutshell, how you would work with a budget worksheet. Is there any question does anyone have pertaining to what I have covered? Ma'am? You know, I think the law says, statute of limitation says it should be. It varies. Some say 7 years, some say 10. So that's how I would respond to that. 7 to 10 years. Any receipts, bank records, taxes, and so forth. Well, you know, I would say, I would maybe, to answer that question for receipts from normal purchases, I would say maybe a year or two. I mean, I wouldn't get too carried away with it, but there are other purchases you may want to really hang on to, you know? Like, for example, about a month ago, I had to replace our blower. It has a 4-year warranty. Now, that receipt, I separated that receipt from all of my other receipts. I have a folder, accordion type, and I have all sorts of legal papers in there, and there's a slot that says, I think receipts, and I just stuck it in there so that I know if I have to get that receipt, I know to go and get that accordion type folder and look in there, and I would find it. But the statute of limitations, generally speaking, is 7 to 10 years for records. Sir?
There's a person on the minimum wage. They would just say, well, emergency fund, and they're trying to live from the
week. Repeat that?
Can you repeat that question? I repeat it. I said, how does a person making the minimum wage, they're trying to make it through the week, say, well, for emergency.
Okay.
And they're just trying to make it through the week to survive.
Okay, in terms of saving monies to build an emergency fund based upon limited resources, that's where you're going to have to be a good manager or a steward of your money. You're going to have to find ways to trim and to cut costs like you would do in any business. If your income is a certain dollar amount and is limited, well, you're going to have to live a less extravagant type of lifestyle. You may find that, let's say, for example, you may have to cut back on entertainment or dining out, just as an example, or even maybe shopping for clothing. You may just have to cut back on that so that you can save to build that emergency fund. It does take some type of sacrifice. It does. Because we don't have unlimited resources. You know, there's something that they teach you in economics. It's a nation. How do you spend your money as a nation? Do you build guns and weaponry, or do you buy butter? The question is, do you buy guns or do you buy butter? Do you defend yourself, or you feed yourself to survive, which is the most essential. So basically, in economics, there's always a balance you're trying to maintain because resources is always limited. Whether it's resources in the ground or whether it's your finances, it's limited. It's not, there's a cap to it. So yes, you're gonna have to make some type of sacrifice, and I couldn't tell a person without knowing anything about them where they're going to have to make that sacrifice. But in a nutshell, yes, you're going to have to make a sacrifice of some sort to be able to save, to build that emergency fund. Question? Sir?
I just wanted to point out something. You were talking about keeping your receipts.
Yes.
Oh. You were talking about keeping your receipts. A lot of the time, the receipts will start to fade. I just wanted to point out that you can take pictures of your receipts.
Right,
so
right.
You'll have them later, and you can also scan them into your computer.
Right, that's correct. I have that problem. You look at a receipt, you can hardly read it, you know? And even from the store, what I notice some stores do, and it kind of irritates me, they would wait till that paper gets to the very end, and it's wrinkled up, you know, and then they will pull that, you give it to you, and like, hey, I mean, I can't even read the receipt. The ink, that ribbon, it needs to be replaced. Take 2 minutes and replace it because the receipt is not legible, but I don't really make a big issue with them about that. But yes, I'm aware that it does fade over time, and that's a very good point. And like you said, with technology, that's how you would approach it. You make pictures, like you mentioned. Thanks. Anyone else? If not, I want to thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.